This is Twit.
A whole lot of you in the audience emailed us about this, actually. The fact that Samsung's default messaging app on the Galaxy S9s recently had a bug that would randomly send photos and entire galleries of photos to random people from your contacts.
Oops.
So, like I mentioned, a bunch of you emailed us about it with your experiences of it. Gizmodo actually wrote about it. You can see it there on the screen. And Gizmodo reached out to Samsung, and Samsung responded acknowledging the issue. They said, "We are aware of the reports regarding this matter, and our technical teams are looking into it. Concerned customers are encouraged to contact us directly at 1-800-SAMSUNG. They also reached out to T-Mobile, and T-Mobile just said, it's a Samsung problem. It's not our problem.
Yeah.
And the current prevailing theory is that it's a bug with Samsung's implementation within their messaging app with the newly rolled out RCS profile updates that rolled out at T-Mobile and some of the other carriers. And we've discussed RCS a lot in the past. That is hopefully the future of messaging to replace the long outdated and woefully good SMS protocol, which I think is long time to be retired. But yeah, this is not a good look to just randomly send photos, because the wrong photo to the wrong person could be a problem.
I mean, we already have all like sorts of security concerns, and like Patrick had mentioned earlier, we've got already all sorts of annoyances with security updates and things of the sort. Just having random photos though sent out to like people on your contacts list is not really bad news. That's just not good news, especially for the Galaxy S9. I mean, and especially the same week that you're getting a bunch of rumors about the Note 9 or whatever's coming out next.
Well, here's the thing I'm worried about is I don't want this to blow back on RCS.
Oh, yeah, that's also true.
I don't want people to hear that this happened and then blame the protocol for it, and then we finally have a superior protocol over SMS and people aren't going to want to use it because it might send my photos when it was Samsung's mistake.
It's true. We can't have one bad apple ruin it for all of us. No. Patrick, right. do you have any preference on RCS? SMS. I mean, this is the thing that we talk a lot about in the Android world because our messaging life is so fragmented.
Burdensome.
I'll be honest with you. I've been moving my entire messaging, minus some outliers, some friends and family that will, I'm never going to get my mom on Signal. I've moved almost my entire life to Signal in terms of messaging, and I just stopped thinking about it when I started using Signal, because it was like end-to-end encryption. My really paranoid friends that work in pen testing have everything set up. One friend of mine actually had everything set up for the messages to disappear every 24 hours till he realized that sometimes he actually could not check his phone every 24 hours and was missing. There was, I think, a spousal-related message that was missed based on his incredibly high settings of security on Signal. But I'll be honest with you, when I think about SMS at all at this point, it's almost entirely whether or not I want to use it for 2FA or if I have any alternatives to it for two-factor authentication for various websites and services. And everything else are just run through Signal. And I probably should start thinking about RCS, but entire sections of my brain in messaging just kind of shut down when I decided to shove everybody I could on the Signal.
probably the smart move. I mean, it's funny you mentioned that, because I actually noted yesterday, in fact, that I was looking because my spoiler, when we get to the arena, I have a messaging app. As I was playing with it, I noticed that the majority of my messages in SMS are two-factor authentication now. And I've moved a lot of it, not to Signal, but to WhatsApp, which I know, say what you will, Facebook owned, yada, yada. It's just right now that's working for me with family and friends and things like that. But yeah, SMS is almost just becoming a 2FA delivery mechanism, so to speak.
Yeah. And not a particularly secure one if you spend a lot of quality time with, I will affectionately say, hardcore technical individuals, hardcore security professionals. But yeah, I mean, it's also one of the things where this is going to be one of those specs where, companies like Apple say, well, eventually consider RCS when there are no other viable alternatives in the market and they're forced to consider using a non-Apple spec. I'm just going to slag on Apple today because, A, I'm on Android I'm on All About Android because I'm a, you know, I've been an iPhone user, and I'm psyching myself up for walking away from several hundred dollars worth of apps.
You're also walking away from a unified messaging trajectory. I mean, iMessage is like everything I want from messaging app on Android that I do not have.
iMessage isn't even all that cracked up, all that great, to be honest with you.
I just want to send text messages from the plane via Wi-Fi without using Allo.
Yeah. Or to have a Signal. You can use Signal on all the Signal. Signal will change your life.
I mean, the whole question is that I mean, we talked about this ad nauseum, but it's a data based messaging platform versus an over-the-air protocol, you know, and SMS works on all the platforms because it existed before smartphones existed. And now that we're in a post-smartphone world, Apple, you know, carriers, Google, whomever, they're not going to agree on a protocol like SMS. And again, you know, I hope it's RCS, but we're already seeing different flavors of RCF, different profiles for carriers and all that sort of stuff. It's just like, we can't, it's like, I don't want to get too close to socialism or anything like that, but these are the times where, like, can we just sacrifice capitalism for the greater good?